Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Partee is in. You probably heard Chris Partee on the Sports Radio 610 airwaves plenty of times recently. Does a lot of work at night. Does a lot of fill-in work throughout the year. And he is in for Ron the Show Hughley today. Chris, man, it's good to have you, big fella.
Clint, I'm happy to be here. Like I said, I walked in, the aromas hit me. Man, I'm happy to get here and talk some sports with you, dog.
Well, it's even better now that I know
you. Got a lot going on.
I didn't know you're a California guy. And
yes, I am.
And you was going to get schooled up on these bugs. I didn't know that. So that made my day. Well, let's crank this thing up with them Stros, man. I mean, it's never a bad day to start the show talking about the Stros, especially when they take game three and they take two or three from the Pittsburgh Steelers, and they do. I mean, Pittsburgh Steelers, the Pittsburgh Pirates. They ain't beat the Steelers yet. We'll see if Aaron Rodgers can get on the diamond.
We haven't set that one up.
Tomlin puts together a great game plan, man.
We're gonna work on it.
I bet the Steelers can put together a hell of a softball team. But the Pittsburgh Pirates. I'm sorry, but Framber Valdez is the headliner here, y'all. Framber Valdez goes wins. By the way, fifth straight decision here. Framber Valdez is absolutely rocking and rolling, guys. I'm going to get into the game last night, but I'm going to tell you, when you look at Framber Valdez and you look at Hunter Brown, and I don't know how real the Lance McCullers hype is right now. It's early. It's a small sample size. But I don't know, Tyler. You guys got to go back and look at the Astros in a sense of what the rotation. I know we've been deep. I know we've had six or seven arms. I know we've had guys that have been impressive chewing innings up throughout a 162-game season. But right now, with Lance pitching the way he's pitching, when you got your top three, Framber, and you got Hunter Brown and Lance doing what he's doing, that is a stout top three starters in a rotation. I mean, that is and Framber didn't disappoint last night. Seven innings. A season high, 11 strikeouts, four hits, two earned runs, and three walks. Worked his way out of a couple of tough situations with his patented. I'm in a bad spot. Let me get this ground ball to shortstop and end this
that's
inning
his thing.
Real quick.
Yeah, that's his thing right there.
He even punched out. He was in a tough spot and he punched out one of the Pirates. And so it was a hell of a night for Framber Valdez, man. Chris, he is absolutely rolling along with those other guys, man. The top of this rotation right now is absolutely stout.
I mean, the past few starts with Framber, I mean, he's been dealing. The one thing that you worry about this season with, you know, when a lot of the pitchers are out there, are they going to get the run support?
Sure.
The bats woke up last night.
Mm-hmm.
They were only three guys didn't have a hit last night in the lineup.
Yeah.
So I
they
mean,
are
you'll take
alive.
That. Yeah, exactly. They are alive. So you'll take that every game, especially with Framber, when you know he's not going to give up a ton of runs. More than likely, he's not going to give up a ton of runs. Give up some hits. I mean, like you said, I think he gave up what, four hits last night, two earned runs.
Yeah,
not a bad deal. When Fromber's out there, it's usually going to be a good day, especially if he gets that run support.
Well, you're talking about the bats, and the interesting part about the Astros for me this year with the bats, because I think it's, you know, it's interesting to me when the Astros go out there and they lose a game 2-1, or they lose a game 3-0, and I know, look, from an RBI standpoint, they're you know, bottom third of the league. I get it. It hasn't been a year where the entire lineup is just knocking the cover off the ball, but it's interesting to me that when we lose a 2-1 game, or we have a problem pushing runs across the plate offensively, how we go, oh well, this is the concern for the Astros. But yet when you go out there and you throw up a crooked number with no Yordan Alvarez, with Christian Walker having one hit, with Yainer Diaz going over, you know, it's one of those where it's viewed as, well, that was just a good night. Like, to me, I kind of look at it one and the same, man. I mean, Yordan Alvarez and Christian Walker, when they get cranking, I think that the overall production is going to be better. I look at the Astros right now. What they are doing with the bats, although it's not as consistent as you want.
No.
What they are doing with the bats and the guys that are actually doing it, I mean, it gives me a ton of confidence. Pena was 3-for-5 last night, scored 2 times. He's hitting .318 on the season right now, y'all. I mean, you talk about a guy that is absolutely in love with that leadoff spot. And with that speed, last night I think he hit a chopper to third base down a third baseline and legged it out for his third hit there. And his third hit there. Yeah. And, I mean, it was after midnight, man. I mean,
when it rains for 2 hours before the first pitch, yeah. I mean, and it wasn't even raining for the first hour right. of the rain delay.
But Chris, that's what I love about Pena in the leadoff spot. We've talked about this a lot, and obviously it's hard to have the conversation when Altuve's there because nobody takes it serious, right? Yeah. But now that he's there, man, it's one of those deals where that speed at the top of the lineup, like that last night, and look, the game was out of hand. It didn't really matter.
No.
But that is a perfect example of, if you were in a one-run ball game and you needed to manufacture some runs, you got a guy that didn't get the ball to the infield and legged one out after midnight getting after it. So I love Pena, that leadoff position. Go ahead.
Is Pena an all-star right now for you?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
He's one of the guys that makes it this year.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't cover the rest of the league. I know my man Bobby Witt in Kansas City is having a hell of a year. There's only a handful of them that I got to just throw out at you right now, but I don't know how Pena's not an all-star right now. I mean, he's hitting .318. He's been clutch as ever. He is literally, if you want to just talk about the publicity behind it, I mean, Altuve came to – who else in the league has got a first ballot Hall of Famer, the best player ever in an organization, going to management and going, hey, man – move me on down in the lineup, get this kid up here. And then when the kid gets up there, he absolutely rakes. Now, yeah, I don't know how he's not, man.
Talk about a vote of confidence. Like you said, when the guy that is the best player in the franchise goes to management and says, let's make that switch.
Yeah, now we got to see what he does when Yordan comes back and what they do. Because well, Paredes is raking as well.
When we get Yordan back, we still don't know when that's going to happen.
Yeah, fair point.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Which is a big deal the later we get into the season.
Yeah, fair point. But that conversation is Pena in the leadoff was 3-for-5 last night. Paredes hit 2 bombs last night. I tell you what, I don't know why anybody would pitch him on the inside half of the plate. When he can pull the ball, it gets out of there. And he is a dead pull hitter as well. Paredes was 2-for-4 last night with 2 bombs. He's got 14 on the season. Back to that point, if Jordan Alvarez comes back and you put him in the 3-hole, do you move Altuve to the 4-hole, or do you mess with that 1-2 combination that you have with Pena and Paredes? I'm not going to be mad at any of it, but that is a hell of a conversation. Ron and I had it about a week ago, and I think it could have went one of several ways.
That is a good question. I mean, I don't know if I want to move Altuve into the 4-hole, though. I'm not sure about that. I personally prefer Jordan in the 4-hole.
Yeah?
That's just me. Now, okay. Maybe not right away when he gets back,
but yeah,
maybe ramp him up a little bit to that, or you put him back in the 3-hole. That's fine. But I don't know if I want. Do you move Altuve back up?
Yeah,
maybe move him to the 2-spot.
Well, the two that you can't mess with right now, in my opinion, is the 1-2 hitter, Pena and Paredes. Okay. I mean, those two are. They where they are right now is exactly where they need to be, and they are rolling, son. I wouldn't mess with that at all. I'm with you. You do have some flexibility with Jordan. I'd have Jordan in a 3-hole, and I'd have Altuve in a 4-hole.
Okay.
That's where I would go with it. But I'm not going to be mad about it. We're talking about Jordan and Altuve and the two hottest players, the hottest hitters on the team.
So then we're moving Christian Walker down to the 5-slot.
Yeah, you do whatever the hell you want. You can move him down to 7-8. You want that. Christian right now got some soul searching to do, man. But luckily you got some guys that are swinging it well, and they're making up for Jordan being out and Christian Walker not swinging it well. So we'd be patient with Christian Walker. I know the PTSD of Abreu. And hell, let's be honest. Yuli's last year wasn't beautiful either until we got to the playoffs. Yeah. So I know there's some PTSD right there, but with that first base position. But we've got the luxury, I think, right now with the way the team's playing and where they sit to be patient with Jordan's injury as well as Christian Walker's struggles. I do think we talk a lot about veterans. We talk about a lot about guys that are kind of proven and are really making statements. Jacob Melton, man. In left field, is it Jacob, right? Am I right on that?
Yeah.
I don't know if I spelt it right. The only way I spelled it is like my middle name. But he was 2-for-4 last night with 2 RBIs. Brings that left-handed bat to the lineup and another left-handed bat to the lineup and plays in left field. Allows Altuve to DH. Allows Altuve to play some second base. And you know, rest his legs when need be. So he has fit in really nicely since he was moved up about a week ago.
Well, Melton has proven exactly why he was brought up, and he's proven that management was right to bring him up.
Yeah,
I know there was an injury involved in that, but hey, when your number, you know this very well. When your number's called, you got to show up.
Yeah.
You get in there, you show up, you show out.
Well, they got a bunch of guys, Chris, doing that this year. I mean, whether it's guys moving up in the lineup and getting the opportunity, guys that are new to the team that came over in a trade, trying to fill big shoes at third base with Alex Bregman. Paredes is doing that for damn sure. And then you talk about, you know, we talked about Jacob Myers. It was almost a laughing conversation, and I understand why. It was almost laughable at preseason. We would talk about guys – you know, hey, what guys do we need? I was big on Pena and Yainer Diaz being two guys that needed to step up. Pena's done it big time. Yainer's still struggling a little bit, trying to find himself. But I was big on those two guys. And then my third one was Jake Myers. And it's almost laughable because Jake has been so bad at the plate, and not only the numbers has he been bad, but he's also the visual of it for me has been painful to watch. But man, he's been great. And so, yeah, yeah, that guy right there, he does look like he wears some starched up khakis, doesn't he? Some more Harbaughs. He does look like he runs around in some New Balance, some white New Balance, and some starched up khakis, don't he? But
with the grease,
yeah, that's right, that's
with
right.
The grease.
But he has been he's had a really nice start to the season, man. So I look at it as a huge positive, man. And again, I know it's not as consistent as it is when you've got those other guys in there. But right now, man, if Christian Walker comes around and you plug just an average, I mean, hell, a below average Jordan Alvarez into this lineup, they're going to make some damn noise.
That's an improvement.
Yeah, absolutely.
And even with all the issues we've just, you know, disclosed here and talked about, you're still talking about a team that's in first place now by a game and a half over the Mariners with all the injuries they've had this season, especially to the pitching staff. And we haven't even gotten there yet, right?
Yeah.
So, we talked about this plenty of times at the station. You know, it's not time to, when they weren't in first place, saying that it was not time to panic.
Yep.
It's definitely not time to panic. There's a lot, there's guys coming back. Jordan should be back at some point. You have to, you know, think that right.
Oh, yeah. Look, there's no panic whatsoever, whether you're in first place or second place. The way these guys are playing right now, given what they've dealt with, is it's encouraging, man. So get well. Right, get whole, and let's see what they can, you know, what the team can do when they are whole. You know, obviously the struggle right now that I worry about is, you know, getting through 162 games with really just a three man rotation and a bunch of fill ins at the end. No disrespect to Gusto and Gordo; those two guys have done the best that they can, and they've given us chances to win games.
Yeah.
But it is one of those where you look at it and you're like, man, what, you know, how you gonna chew through 162? We usually have a surplus of starters. How are you gonna do it with this bunch right now? We'll see. That the Astros right now, we just mentioned they're done in Pittsburgh. They're gonna slide over to Cleveland tonight, man. The Astros, they're in Cleveland tonight. First pitch is at 6:10 p.m. Speaking of Gordo, man, Colton Gordon is on the bump, right? There you go, Big C. Let's see if he can give us a chance to win. That's all we want, man. Just give us a chance. Hopefully, them bats stay hot, and we give him a little run support, and he can get him a W.
Clint, based on what you've seen out of Gordon so far, like what are your thoughts on him? Just overall, what do you see?
I'll be honest. I have not seen a whole lot out of Gordo. I've not seen enough to really have an opinion. Definitely not long term, but to really even have an opinion about what. You know what he's capable of or not, man. You just hope that this run of for me, you just hope that this run of Astros, you know, depth in the organization and in the system, pulling these guys up, whether they end up being a Hunter Brown or they just again end up being guys that can chew through innings in 162. I just hope that they're those guys, right? Are they? Is he good enough to give you 4 1/3? Is he good enough to get you through? You know, a run of you know till the games start really mattering late in the season. You know, that's where I'm at with him. But I hadn't seen him enough to really know one way or the other. Again, we're up at Christian's Tailgate, 1010 Highway 6, just off I-10. Come on through, hang out with us. Academy Sports and Outdoors gift cards will be given away every hour. Come on through, hang out. Chris Partee is in for Ron the Show Ugly. Tyler Milner is on the ones and twos. And before everybody comes in here and asks me about Tyler Milner, he cannot leave the building. Tyler cannot leave the building. He is not on location with us. He's got a board that he runs the whole show on. He keeps us not in line, but he keeps us on air. How about that?
It's a little important, you know.
Just a little bit.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.